Hello, sweetheart, guide me on here. I have to deliver this entire message all over again. And I'm going to take my time, but I'm really going to rush, but take my time, if that make any sense, because I did not expect to quickly get on here and I'm on my way out the door. You perceive from a right now word more. You look for a right now word. You want a word from God that's going to nail what you're about to encounter. Now, you love hearing a word, period, but a word that's for later on, that's good, but you want a word that suit you right now. And the thing about it is, it's not that you hearing word that's set up for later, or you hearing word that have you to feel like, okay, it is happening now, but even though it don't look like, it don't sound like, I'm still going to stay motivated until it come, you know, to pass. The thing is, God is telling me to say to you is that it's not waiting for what you heard prophetically to come to pass. It's what you do with that word that you heard, and that determines how fast it comes to pass. You understand? Because once you hear it, it becomes yours. You understand? Every time we hear, see, and understand, when we are converted, we can now change, because we became changed by what we just experienced due to an encounter. You understand? We're not just seeing words that's coming later. No, we're seeing words that are in full effect, because God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's not just the God of the past and the present and the future. He's God of now. You understand? Right now. So it's what you do with the prophecies right now, what you do with the visions right now, what you do with the dreams right now, what are you doing with the signs right now. Hallelujah. God giving me a dream about you, and you were on the shore in your hometown at a beach and a beautiful view, and you had on this white hat and this white top. And you had on, it was like a white t-shirt with a white blazer with it. And you had on these light blue jeans with like some slits in it and some strings hanging. And you were sitting at a steps, and on connected to these steps was a station. It was like a rest station for whoever wanted to come to just chill, eat, or drink at the beach. It's like food be served at this station. And you were sitting there on the step, and you were with other people. It's like you guys are a group. You understand? You guys are a group that sings, you understand, and brings forth great music, you know, from your culture and, you know, with your own style. And if I had to, you know, pretty much explain by giving you a comparison, like what it looks like, similar to, you know, Wyclef, Lauryn Hill and them, you know, very cultural style. And God didn't show me who were with you, but I felt in a dream it's a group, because God just wanted me to see you. And you were coming in, releasing your verse, and the way how it sounded, the melody was upbeat. Your voice, your tone was upbeat. It wasn't no singing slow and all of that, which is great, but it was like a fast upbeat, like an R&B, but have you just feel like you want to just enjoy your moment wherever you are in life. And it was that type of, you understand, music. And I'm going to tell you like this. It's not just gospel that God is, you understand, being seen and through. I mean, seen and heard through. It's, let me slow it down. It's also rap. It's also reggae. It's also merengue. It's also electro. It's also pop. Hip hop is also, you understand, oldies. It's also jazz. It's also opera. It's every form of music that God is being exalted. And I seen you in a category of R&B. And it's like you guys were so amazing, but I couldn't see them. I can feel, but I saw you. And you guys were just in different, you understand, stations and different atmospheres, but at the same location. And it was very nice. It's like the camera was on each, you know, station according to who turn is it next. And it's so set up so nice. But the beautiful and the awesome thing about this dream prophetically is that it wasn't just you guys recording on your own to be seen and delivered to someone to have it be heard. No, you guys were actually signed, and you guys were releasing your first hit single for everyone in the world to hear. And it was like that was the golden ticket, and it happened so fast. It happens so fast because God had it to fall in your lap. And I thank God for you being connected to me, and I'm connected to you because blessings are about to start flowing in your life because of my faith concerning your life. You understand? I take no credit for nothing. God receive all the glory. But as an intercessor, I know where to pinpoint to get God's eyes and attention to move right now. You understand? And I thank God that it just fell upon you, like the opportunity just suddenly took you by, you understand, a shocker, but it took you by a great way of saying, Father, I know this is you. You understand? Sometimes things take us by shocker that's not pleasing. Like, you know, oh, here come healing now, because now I just seen somebody 10 years, you know, who I seen 10 years ago. Now it's 10 years later, and I've just been confronted on our last encounter, what they said and done to me. No, not that type of shocker. No, the amazement of suddenlies in your life. So the words that God gives to me to release to you or anybody else that you receive a spiritual word of encouragement from and spiritual guidance from is what you do with it. What you do with that word. Now, I did what I'm supposed to do with it. I received it from God, and I'm delivering it. Every prophetic dream, every sign regarding your life, your well-being, not even just talking about me, I released it unto you. Now, whatever you do with it regarding your mental state, your emotional state, your physical state, and your spiritual state, it's what you do with that word. Hallelujah. I love you so much. Just like God had every, you know, demonstrator as we demonstrate to demonstrate what we do, what we heard. Hallelujah. Not just sitting on it and declaring it and making moves that he never even said, but making moves that God is positioning before us. And as they fall in right in place. And I'm so proud of you because it's not about, you know, effort, time, and energy. And God is saying to me, you have invested a lot of your time, effort, and energy, and a lot of collaborations. God said you are in so many groups on social media. God said you are in a lot of groups and you're collaborating, but you got to be very careful with these mentorships and these sponsors and these entrepreneurships that you're collaborating with. And collaborating in, because you don't want to look dressed up and look religious and then don't feel no oneness within. Because many of the times when we be religious by being around religious folk, we're going to start looking like it and sounding like it. And there's no glory being present. There's no demonstration of what we believe in God to do being present. We just dressed up and not receiving any manifestations. And we don't want that. So be careful who you connect yourself with. I give honor when it's due. Tiffany, Andre, Tamika, Tara, Mama Ludi, and, you know, William, and their other spouses and children, you know, you met and they met you by being led by God. You know, that's a connection that can never be broken. It's permanent. And I love the fact that they are down to earth and still know who they are as their religion, by God, with God, for Christ. For Christ they live, for Christ they die. And it's not, you know, religious based. You understand? You know, just, you know, down to earth. You know, tell it like it is and also receive it like they hear. And not even just that, but they are, you know, vessels that you need to really, you understand, pull from during this time. Do not pull from those who look like they're religious and sound like it, because I can prophetically feel behind the four walls of their home, they are stressed and they're depressed and they're wondering, how come I did all there is to do, what I thought was to do? I'm dressed up. I got this going on, my hands and that. I got all these things coming my way, you know, financially. You understand, materialistically, but there's nothing, you understand, as far as God's prosperity happening for me, what I want that God says belong to me. So we're waiting and waiting. But the thing is, we're accumulating and accumulating, but still waiting on God. So there's something wrong with that picture. Do you understand? So the thing is, Prosperity flows from God, not from the things that we try to make happen and say it is God. You understand? I thank God that I'm in your life. I thank God that you're in my life. I thank God that I have eyes to see as an overseer. I have ears to hear as an overhearer and a mouth to speak as an overspeaker. And I thank God for that anointing over my life concerning every single one of us. Because it takes a lot of consecration. It takes nothing but dedication. And it takes a lot of self-evaluation to remain humble, to receive from God and not even aware that what God is about to show me next. You understand? So, excuse me. So I thank God for that. You understand? That powerful anointing that he's connecting you and I to bring to pass. I thought you were called to release how I release the exact way, through word, through speech. No, you're created and you're gifted. You understand? We both have a lot of talents and that's going to come. Those are the things that's being added, the talents and what comes from that. But we have to seek him first to self-discover who we are. I cannot be out here and releasing all kinds of talents and I don't know who I am regarding what I'm here to do. What is my purpose? My purpose is not to open up this shop. My purpose is not to connect to this shop. My purpose is not to, you know, do this and do. My purpose is to, who are you? Now I know who I am. I'm not just a person who preach. You understand? I'm a person who can preach through a speech without even mentioning any 66 books, but the books be mentioned because of the fruits of the Spirit. And those are the attributes of God. You understand? I'm out here. I don't have that much time as I'm out here with each person to encounter. And I said, Father, I need to know who I am as to how you created me and why you created me to release the way how you want me to. Exactly. Because if I go around here and just, oh, do you know Christ? I only have 2 seconds with some people that I see. They go in the store and out, some riding past or riding, you know, around, some just walking past, some, you know what I'm saying, in the store, getting in line and getting out of line. So they don't want to hear that, to be honest. Many do not. Are you saved? Many want to say yes because they don't want to say no. You understand? Do you know Christ? And there's nothing wrong with asking that. But the thing is, I am not behind a pulpit and have people coming in who want to learn, who want to be better. I'm going to places that people not even expecting, and I'm not even expecting, you know, where to meet and who to meet, but God is drawing them and God having them to be drawn to him through me. So I have to really, really be sharp with my message that even with my acts of love, that people receive him and not me, because that's how they become changed. So it's not just, you know, are you saved? Do you know Christ? No, it's different words of expression, different words of love, different words of just caring, showing that you're there, that you care. And then they begin to realize you're really out here for a reason that's bigger than you. Because if you were out here for you, you would have a camera in my face. You don't have a camera. And that's why I don't really take a camera, because many respond better when I don't. How would that look? I'm out here on the highway one day. I'm at the monument the other day and I've got a camera in my face while I'm talking. That don't look right. That's like I want to be seen. And it's okay when we do those things, but you have to realize my gifting is different from somebody else's gifting. You understand? I'm out here out and about with speech. So I got to be careful. I just got to focus on the message. And Buka, let me tell you like this. I was approached and by a great connection that's connected to another powerful connection. That's why I say, when we just wait on God, just wait on God, we will see how things fall in place for us that don't just benefit us, but benefit everybody around us. See, you're benefiting for everybody that's benefiting because you're benefiting, and you're benefiting because they're benefiting, and it's coming all from God. And you can see the difference of those who are benefiting within themselves, because you only see self, you understand, accumulation. Okay, my bills paid. Okay, I got, you know, my car going on, and you know, I got my house going on, and I got all these electronics going on. You know, I got, you know, business deals going on. I got flyers going on. I got functions going on. But the thing about it is, it's just me profiting from people. And how are they profiting from me? You understand? Because I'm the only one going high, but they're falling like flies around me because they're not being fed. spiritually. It's just that I'm sitting here, you know, want a mentor or sponsorship or, you know, speak about entrepreneurship. But what am I actually teaching? What am I actually, and who am I actually releasing? Is it for me to gain more and say, you know, it is ministry? Or is it for me to say, you know what, God, whatever you want me to do with these people that you place within me or place around me, Father, you be glorified. You be seen and heard. And watch how fast it expands. Watch how fast things happen when we just get out the way. Right now, the biggest talk right now is small businesses. But guess what? You have to be careful with that, because a lot of us take out, you know, things based upon our credit, and we're using credit to get loans, and you understand, to get things and buy things based upon our credit. And we actually not even aware that the system is set up that we're using our good credit, which causing us to actually be in debt. And God said, you are a lender, not a borrower. You understand? So if I owe anybody, I don't care if it's a bank, I don't care if it's a dealership, I don't care if it's a phone place, it doesn't matter. Electronics, it doesn't matter. A business deal, it doesn't matter. If I take out something without paying it in full, I'm going to have to owe you back. And I am not a borrower. So I want God to have things to be graced in my life, which he will do, which he can do, because he's still the same. You understand? Now, if God said, Quenisha, he will also say in so many ways, go do this, go grab that, go possess that. But the thing is, if he don't say it, then we shouldn't be doing it. Many of us doing these things because we want to be somebody. We want to show that we can do something with ourselves, become something with ourselves, and don't just want to sit here and have us to work for other people when we can have our own establishment. But the thing is, what is our purpose and motive to even think that type of thought when God say, take no thought for our lives? So if my life in God's hands, then why am I trying to put things in my hands to make sure that I am a success? No, I became successful the moment that I know that I am. I became the moment that I discovered who I am. You understand? And knowing who our God is. So I'm not going to say, Father, thy will be done, but let me try to do this and get this done, you know, and help you out until I actually see what you're trying to do, what you already have done. But, you know, I don't see in here. So let me try to help you out a little bit. You know, that don't make sense. So I just said all of that from Holy Spirit, that you be careful, because God said that a lot of your accomplishments came from, you know what, I'm going to prove that I am who people said that I'm not, because I've been talked to, I've been talked down, I've been turned, you know, inside out around. People been, you know, disregarding me, pushing me to the side, saying I'm not important, saying I'm a nobody. And I've been surrounding myself by important people because I'm important too. Even they didn't consider me, I still consider them. And I'm going to show the world, I'm going to show myself that I can be all that people didn't think I could be. And the thing is, a lot of your accomplishments didn't come from, I know who I am. It came from, I want you to know that I know who I am. And that's a major difference, because you know what? You don't have to prove yourself to nobody. Hallelujah. God said you in a lot of groups, you're in a lot of, you know, sponsorships and a lot of sales and marketing, and there's nothing wrong with it, but let it be unto the glory of God and not to self gain and then stamp God's name on it. You understand? There is a world way of success and there is God's way of success. God's way, it prospers everybody. Our way, the world way, it only, you know, set up to take care of us. Now, if I was doing it that way, then my son would be neglected, because my ministry don't just affect me. It affects him and everybody connected to him as well as me. So if I'm out here spending all my time trying to invest in all your lives and in ministry and doing the things that God had me to do, and if my son is not attended to, it's going to look like he's not walking with God anymore. It's going to look like that I'm not attending to my son. It's going to look like I'm neglecting my ministry in my house if I don't take care of my home. You understand? And that's where ministry starts. So many, you know, we got to be very careful, because if I'm just focusing on, you know what, I got to do something with myself. I got to make it better. I want more. I need more for myself. See, the thing is, we're not here to take care of self. God take great care of us. So when we came to God, we said, Father, our lives are in your hands. So we can't take our lives back and try to put things in our hands to make sure that everything is well taken care of, when God has well assured us that he already have plans and thoughts concerning us before we even entered here. Hallelujah. So be very mindful of that. Because of connections, you know, we got to be mindful, because it can rub off. And that's why sometimes you feel like, you know what, I done everything I can do, said everything I can say. How come I'm still emotionally disturbed? And the thing about it is, when you're disturbed, you vent about it very loud. Listen to the Holy Spirit in me. You vent about it very loud. You know, you think out loud. You speak out loud. You express out loud from a place of emotionally, you know, disturbance, emotional being, you know, emotional entanglement, emotional instability. And the thing is, you are created to have, you know, your emotions sensitive, because you're pulling from God, you know, regarding his emotions concerning his people, and release his message in such a way. But if you're not careful and connecting with the wrong people, religious spirits and religious deeds and religious acts going to come upon you, and you're going to look dressed up but feel confused. You're going to look like you got it well together, but still there's something missing within. You understand? You have to self-discover before you do anything else. You understand? That's why many of us out here, you know, operating in talents and not even knowing our purpose, because we have not yet tapped in to who we really are. And that's the first stage and process, to know who you are by knowing who God is. Hallelujah, because we're found in him. I don't have much longer to, you know, to go, but I can give you some more, a little bit more time. But the way how that opportunity came your way, you have to be very careful. I'm going to slow my words down. I'm trying to rush. Be very careful with your connections, because every connection is not a good motive. You know, Tiffany, Andre, Tamika, Tara, Mama, you know, William and the rest of them. Spend more time, if you can, in their presence. You understand? And that's what God has had me to say to you, because those are people who knew you before you begin to put your hands in all the things that you have done so far. You understand? There are people right now that motives are not correct, but it's not for you to see who, what, when, where, how. I trust your spirit of discernment, but just be careful not to just quickly collaborate and quickly, you know, join all these groups and organizations and sponsorships and mentorships and all these things. You have to be very careful, because your purpose is to be very sacred and not to have too many people to have access to you personally regarding your emotions, because you are to demonstrate the emotions of God concerning his people. That's why your message is very short. So you cannot allow a Delilah in so many ways, whether it's through a man, through a, you know, a woman, no matter where and how it could come. You don't want a Delilah to tamper with your anointing, just like she did Samson. You understand? Cut his hair just like that when he wasn't even aware. So you want to be very careful. Just like Moses, you're called to lead them into the promised land, but you allow their frustration to get you in frustration. Now you can't even walk through, but they still can walk through. You understand? Because you are the one held accountable. So as a messenger, as a prophet, you are held accountable to feed them and not so much going around seeing where I can be fed. You understand? And do not allow anybody just to say anything to your spirit. And some people know you. For those who do know you, know how to get a reaction out of you. For those who just being used by the enemy to try to taunt and disrespect or tear you down, they'll know, okay, Dwight, you know, he gets upset fast. Okay, all I got to do is say this, because you have in your mind, I'm not going to let anyone play with me, disrespect me, or talk to me any kind of way, or treat me like garbage anymore. I'm going to speak up for myself. And guess what? You can speak up for yourself with praise and not with words, to even become entangled, to respond in a level of a problem. You understand? So don't do that anymore, no matter where you are and who you're with. Some people could try to get a reaction on you. I know how to make them mad. I know how to make them feel dishonored. I know how, and there are people right now that God is saying to me that will just, you know, on purpose, you know, criticize something that you work so hard to do and criticize you in front of people just to let you know, yeah, I'm calling you out. But the thing about it is they could have called you up on the phone. You know, they have your number. They, you know, they could get in contact with you, but still want to just put you out there in front of people to try to tear you down just to get a reaction. Yeah, he seemed too cool. I want him to get mad right now. Nothing but the devil. You know, and sometimes it worked, but let it not work anymore. You understand? You cannot be out here venting from a place of being, you know, emotionally, you understand, unstable. You understand? When you are a prayer warrior and you have prayer warriors, and I know that they are warriors because God had my spirit to know every time you had prayer warriors, you know, praising God and singing to God and, you know, worshiping God and praying to God on not just my behalf, but thank God that it worked also for me. Let me say it like that, because there've been times I'm on my way somewhere and I'm like, oh God, I can feel in my spirit that there's a negative motive. I can feel maliciousness. I can feel, you know, all kinds of evil presence that's about to, you know, be around me. Father, I don't want to go around nothing like this. And whole time, there goes praise up regarding, you know, what I'm about to enter into. There go praise and there go prayers and there go dance, there go songs. And I thank God that it crumbled it down every single time. And I was like, God, thank you, God, for intercessors for us. And I mean, all of us, not singing nobody out. We are all in this together. You understand? That's why when I give my message, it's not to single no one out, for no one to feel like, oh, is it me or is it not me? Listen, it's for us all. How about that? We're moving so further than where we are. We're going so much higher than where we were 2 seconds ago regarding just bearing much more fruit. You understand? But I want you to be very careful, because some motives are not, you know, good motives around you. Some motives are, I want connections through you, so I'm going to connect with you to get connections from you. I want connections to other nations that you are connected to so that I can prosper and I can profit and get you out of the way, because now I'm going to use the connection away from you. So be very careful what you do. You understand? I love you. So just enjoy what's happening. And God was saying to me, Quenisha, remember he said to me the other episode, how I'm attached to you, you know, no, don't leave. Or is it time for me to leave? No, I don't want to leave you. And God was sharing with me before he shared me today to get me prepared, because there are times God say that you're going to be in one nation, I'm going to be in another nation, and we'll come back and eat dinner at the same time at home. And I'm like, I'm thinking he's going to be with me everywhere I go. It's not going to be like that, because you may be somewhere else on the road, because you're, you know, your gift is music. You understand? Mine is, you know, preaching the word. I may be somewhere in Afghanistan releasing, and you may be somewhere in New York, you understand, about to release another hit with other collaborations with other celebrities. So I'm like, oh my goodness, he's not going to be with me all the time. And that's why God was dealing with me with that, that we're attached. Like, you know, it's good. You're in love. That's good to be attached. But you have to know that, you know, he may go this way and come back that night, and you go that way and come back that night, or he may come back in the morning. But, you know, don't forget that your joy is in the morning, meaning that you are in your morning. Don't go to sorrow. Don't feel sad. And I'm like, I didn't know it was going to be like that. Yeah. So let me say this to you, sweetheart. Don't ever, you know, not tune into service when you're, you know, doing things, you know, on the road or with people. You understand? You probably saying right now, Q, I didn't even write a song yet. Oh, but you did. I'm about to stand up. Oh, but you did. And it wasn't just you. It's a group of you. And it's like your hometown. You understand? I feel your hometown. I feel, you know, where you guys, you did your video in your hometown and releasing your culture. You're releasing the music, the sound from your culture. And it's like, you know, and it has a different beat to it, has a different kick to it. It's not the same as, you know, other, you know, Caribbean style music. No, this has it's like a mixture. They're not going to get too much in detail about it, because that's your gift. That's, you know, God's plan for you. So I'm not going to talk too much about what you're about to do. I'd rather for you just go ahead and show us what you're working with. And let me also say this. When you're in the industry, you know, The first thing they look at, they have an eye for who's the more strongest member in the group. And that's the one who they go after and try to have them to go solo. You understand? By having them to think that you will make more money. People are wanting you and try to use your fans, you know, because people don't want to disappoint their fans. You know, your fans want only you. And, you know, you don't you want to, you know, support them. And they even try to use God in it. You know, you're expanding in the ministry. Don't you want God to be exalted? Don't you want God to, you know, name to be, you know, spread it more? So go ahead and, you know, do it by yourself. No, if you start as a group and God continue to have you to be led, then you go right ahead, because there are not too many groups at all, not even on one hand, that have stayed together. It don't matter what category it was in. You understand? Many have went solo, if not them all. And I do not want that for your group. I do not want that. And declare and decree over that, that you guys continue to stand strong and stand firm, because it's not about you. It's about the goodness of the Lord that's all up on you. And I love how the video was set up. Oh, so amazing. I wish I was in the video. But the thing is, it's your dream that God given you. So, you know, I'm fulfilling mine, but you fulfill yours. And we're collaborating together. But the thing is, I'm not rushing you, but I'm pushing you. I'm pushing you, but not rushing you. And I'm pushing you while you're on your end to do all that you do for him, not for your well-being, not for you to get married to me or what you need to have before you get married. Don't you dare think like that. I need a house. I need this. I need that before I even come to her. No, you seek God, because God may put things in your hand that you cannot even do yourself. So do not live with a limit. That's a limit. That's a earth way of living. That's a mediocre way of living. Do you understand? Don't you dare. God, you already said this woman belongs to me. She already here. God, do what you do. I'm open for it. Whatever you want me to put my hands to, Father, I do. Don't you put your hands to nothing out of panic, out of a well-being, out of a future. Don't even think about the well-being of your children. And they're not even here. No, you give them over to God, Father. You say, so shall my seed be blessed. You understand? There are so many people sowing into my son's life right now. Even a woman, you know, Cheryl Molly, I give honor when it's due. She was saying to me, there's something going on with the teens ministry. They going somewhere. She was like, oh, I'm sowing in David's life. I just want to pay for him. Oh, I didn't even know about it. Okay, thank you. You know, people, his college, you know, he go to college for free. And I thank God for that. You understand? His credit's done. You understand? You know, school senior dues are done. And he's, you know, still a sophomore. So, you know, so shall your seed be blessed. See, it's shown who's prospering and who's really not. You understand? Because you can see things that I can't do myself. So people begin to confess, it can only be by God. You understand? I can open up something, but I want God to open it up for me. Because when he opened up, can't no man close it. So if I open up something, or if I get that house and I didn't ask God or seek God, I may lose that house because I don't even know how to keep it. He give us things that can't nobody take. I got to stand up. You better listen to me, but God, Jesus. I'm telling you. Don't you dare think that you can do what only God can do. No. That's why you were frustrating me 2 weeks ago. What are you putting your hands to, Quenisha? I want to know, you know, I can help you, you know, gain money. And won't you connect with this, you know, representative of Mary Kay? And won't you get with these groups to market and get your business? What do you like to do? I want you to prosper and do things. Sweetheart, that's not prosperity. That's panicking, trying to put my life in a way that I'm trying to make it my own way of making sure I don't fail, making sure that I don't lose at the end, making sure that I do make some of myself with my son. I'm already somebody. I'm already assured. I'm already accounted for. I already have a future. I already have a present. I already have a life spent with God. I already have a calling. I already have a name. I'm already successful. I'm already wealthy. I'm already rich. All I'm doing is receiving all that God is doing due to my believing. And many of the things I'm receiving is by grace and not me even paying for anything. And I thank God for that. God said, Quenisha, I took you off your 9-to-5. It's not because you're in full ministry. Now, listen to me, Buka. God is speaking so much to me right now to you. God said, don't ever say that you're in full ministry, because there's no such thing as, you know, half-time ministry, part-time ministry. God said, ministry is ministry. You understand? You're not on the clock as a minister. You're not working overtime as a minister. You understand? And you're not ministering definitely to get paid. You understand? God say ministry is ministry. You're born to be ministers of the gospel. God said, the thing is, I have taken you off your 9 to 5 because I wanted to teach you how to be wise when it comes to finances. Because many of us, as well as I was, we was just wasting money or being too tight with money or being too loose with money. And many of the times, I'm going to give you some examples. We can go to a restaurant and just went grocery shopping. We can go to a restaurant and get all this food and don't even eat it. Package it up, put it in the fridge, it go bad, we throw it in the trash. We buy clothes we don't even wear and forgot that we even have majority of the things we got. We buy shoes that we have not even worn yet. We're ordering on Amazon like crazy, just ordering and ordering and ordering and ordering and not even putting those things into no use. And most importantly, not even asking God, what should we do? Because our lives are not our own. That's why we said, Father, we surrender to you. You understand? Not Father, I surrender to you, but I'm still going to have access to do what I want to do. No, Father, my spending belongs to you. My thinking regarding spending belongs to you. And I learned my lesson. That's why I'm able to teach this lesson to you, because God taught me that by taking me off the job that causes me to accumulate money. You understand? So it took me to only depend on him for him to do everything for me. So now I know how to appreciate and seek him regarding everything and do not take anything in ministry lightly. I was taking money very lightly when I was working. I would just spend here and spend there and be like, God, okay, what I do now? You know, I done did all that I can do. Okay, I get paid again. And guess what? Do the same thing again. And it don't matter how much money we have, we just keep doing the same thing. We just keep wasting money. Just, you know, just purchasing, and not even asking God, just investing, collaborating and investing in so many things and, you know, getting a little bit back. And a lot of times we just, you know, give so many things so we can't claim it back. And many of us even exaggerate that on tax time. So it's like, you know, God is teaching us how to be wise in all that we do. You are a lender. You're not a borrower. So don't position yourself to have to borrow and borrow and borrow. Now you are in debt when I said you are debt free. So just be mindful of those things, because God not going to give us something that we have to pay back. God not going to give us something that we have to pay off. That's why mom was preaching a word that I live off of. And she's a perfect example as to why I'm living the way I am, because that's how we supposed to live, you know, according to God's plan, and go out and do what God asks us to do. Now, God may say, get that house, and you may don't even have half of it, but guess what? There it goes. It becomes yours. Every house she said they had wasn't even able to pay it off, but God did. You understand? It don't matter how he did, but he did, and they didn't have to do. Never ask, can anybody help us pay? How about everybody do an offering for us? I mean, can y'all cash app us? Or can, you know, making these requests, may know, can people help? Now, if we make these cries for help, I'm not saying that you cannot ask for help, but if we make a cry for help, that's just saying that our help don't come from the Lord. As simple as that. You understand? And the people of the world looking like, okay, what's so different about you? You're doing what I'm doing. You just, you know, dressed up more than I am. You go to church more than I do. You talk about God more than I do, but you feel the way I feel. You know, you think the way I think. You talk the way I talk. Your attitude the same way as mine. So what's the difference between you and me? They know us according to not our business, not according to, you understand, our thoughts, our dreams, our visions. No, people in the world know us according to our what? Our fruit. You understand? So be mindful of your fruit and all that you do and bear much more. Hallelujah. I love you. God showed me a lock. Whenever he showed me a lock, it's about to gain, you know, someone access and unlock the lock. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I'm going great according to time, you know, and I just want to say thank God for you. I thank God for me being who I am to you. I thank God that I can feel what you need in your spirit from me, and it feels so good to release it to you. Because it don't just help you, it benefit those who are around you. And I thank God for all the blessings that are flowing right now. And I mean miracle wrecking blessings, heaven breaking blessings, if that make any sense. Let me give you a quick testimony. I'm not going to be in church on Sunday. And I'm letting you know, because God want me to let you know. You know, I'm going to be at Georgetown University over there. And it's a walk for St. Jude. And you know, that's a huge multi-billion dollar, you know, hospital, different hospitals, you know, organization for families who have children with cancer. And it's everywhere. There's St. Jude all over the world. And they're all coming together for this event in D.C. on Sunday. And, you know, we come together at 9:30. And God have me to not just have a poster and post up, but to also, you know, release healing and invite people to actually, you know, want the healing to receive for them, for their children, excuse me, to receive the healing from Christ. And if God had me to do it before, I can do it over and over again. It's not just asking a group or asking one or two. No, it's whoever out of all you thousands of people want to receive healing from the Lord, you have it right now. Can I lay hands on you and release it onto you? And some people that's far away, I'm just going to release it forward. You understand? Release the virtuosity from where I am to where they currently are. And I thank God for, you know, just me having the boldness to do so. So just lift me up regarding the boldness, Buka. Yeah, that's where I'm going to be at. And the following Sunday, I will not be in church either. I'm going to be in Franconia, Springfield with extended family. I've been invited, you know, to their church. And they know what I do for a living. And God wants, you know, to do things with that. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Do you know when I see you, I see a church? Are you called to, I don't know. Is there anyone in your family, like your grandfather, somebody that was a bishop? You know, someone was a bishop, is a bishop, a pastor or something. I don't know. I see that on you. I don't know. I don't know. I see a church. I see a church and I see you. Yeah, I see you with that look that they have, who's anointed to bishop and those who pastor. I see that on you. Yeah, and don't think you cannot get it done. Trust me, you can get all things done through Christ who strengthens you. To give you an example of a bishop slash music artist, you know, up the top. Of the top charts slash, you understand, husband, father slash, you understand, business owner slash, and I know you heard of the name of Dedrick Hatton. You understand, no matter what anyone would say, that's what he's doing. You understand? And I thank God that, you know, God is just showing you who you are and what you can do, but I'm just giving you an example of him doing all those things and prospering Adam too. You understand? So if God can do it for one, he can definitely do it for you. But just listen to him as you normally do. Hallelujah. So just continue to keep me in prayer as I'm doing what I'm doing. And sweetheart, I just thank God for it. You know, another quick testimony. You know, someone came to me and said, you know, a very powerful connection on top of a powerful connection pretty much was like, what? Show me, what are you doing out here as Jesus is? I have a website. I don't want to see that. I'm on YouTube, you know, releasing power. I don't want to see that. I saw that. I'm on Facebook. I do. I see that. That's not what I'm talking about. I wrote a book. I mean, I get that. That's not. I Googled your name. I saw the things and I saw that. You know, I want to see what, you know, God is talking about. The world is crying out for, you know, I want to see that. You know, I see your heart. I want to see that in you. Where can I find such a thing? As I got blogs, you know, I don't want to see that even. And I'm going to tell you why he said that. He said, because this day and age and this day, you know, far as in technology, you know, in society, you could dress your own life up in ministry. You can describe yourself. I said, I got a portfolio. I don't want to see that either. I got pictures, you know, that I can show you. You know, I got some spoken word. I got some writings. I got some drawings. I don't want to see that. That's awesome. Don't get me wrong, but that's not what I'm looking for. And this powerful person said, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for as Jesus is in the world. I want to see that in your life. Is that what you're doing? Yes. How can I see it? And I say, well, you know what? Go to YouTube and just type up, you know, preacher lady in DC or DMV or, you know, I was just giving different things to just look up. And all of a sudden, there it goes. Oh, this is what I'm talking about, young lady. This is what I'm talking about, young lady. People crying out, people honking horns, people walking up, even people saying, I don't want to hear. People saying, God, I'm mad you took my mother home to cancer. People crying out, I was about to kill myself. Thank you, woman of God. People saying, you know what? I walked off my job and I came back to my job because you said go back to your job and be grateful that you have one. All these things were captured. And what he was pretty much saying is, I want something that you didn't put your hands to describe who you are for you, because you can dress yourself up. I want to see the world describe you because they won't dress you up. And all I noticed is that I had no idea people be recording in the way that they do. And I was amazed myself. Whoa. I was recorded that day. I was recorded yesterday. I was recorded today. I was recorded doing this. I was recorded on Livingston Road on the highway with a sign. I was recorded by the monument and people just walking by. I was recorded. Now, that's what I'm talking about, young lady. I'm not looking for no book. Now, books are great, but you can write whatever you want to write. You can type whatever you want to type. You can hook yourself up if you want to. No, I want God to exalt you. And I want to see him exalt you. And you never know, sweetheart, who God put in your path. And I'm just, you know, thanking God for everything. And I mean for everything. And I have so many talents. And I know you do too. But I have to discover who I am by what I'm called to do. And everything regarding my talents, they're going to fall in place. You know why? Because the talents are the things being added unto us. You understand? But we seek him first and discover oneself to discover what we're called to do, our purpose. There goes everything being added. You understand? And I thank God for me doing it the way how he asked me to. Now, it wasn't easy. Because I was like, Father, I never been off a job. And God said, guess what? You have me. You have God. And sweetheart, I have been walking with God, you know, and I made a lot of mistakes, but I have rededicated my life throughout my life. But when I rededicated 2020 in September, it was something about that moment right there that so many things had, you know, happened, you know, transpired, you know, you and me. You understand? Look how many things that you encountered that you were like, I would have never thought, you know, good and bad. And we see in God's mighty act and mighty hand. It's like, oh my goodness, what is this half of the time? Enough of this. And then, oh my goodness, I can't get enough of this at times. You understand? So I thank God so much. I thank God so much for everything. And I mean everything. It been times I was like, you know what? I would love to be around some company and just vent about what's happening to me. But God said, can nobody take up for you? Don't you look for nobody to take up for you. I have already taken up for you when I sent my son regarding you. Don't you dare get like that. You got this. Because sometimes I was like, I wish Dwight was here. He can help me. You know, I don't want to encounter stuff like I'm encountering. I don't want to go through this. It's, you know, it's nonsense. I can't stand it. God darn. You know, I'm just like, God darn, again. I was like, I wish he was here. He can, you know, be here with me, go through it with me. And God say he is with you. But you have to know that you can't depend. You never even ask to depend on nobody else. Don't come this far and ask now. He said, don't come this far and ask now, Quenisha. I'm supposed to be doing what I have to do right now. And I'm in rehearsal tonight. Just lift that up. You understand? And I thank God for that. You know, I thank God that we continue to persevere and walk in love in all that we do. I thank God that I don't have a nasty attitude. I thank God that I don't vent indirectly. I don't get mad. And, you know, it's been times I did. And guess what? I learned. And it feels good to say, you know what? I learned. My God, I learned. It's like when you get your report card. I got all A's and I work hard for them. And I thank God that I'm at 100 and I'm going to keep my 100. You know, I think 100. I breathe in 100. I speak 100. I demonstrate 100. My mother, you know, me, my motherhood 100. Me as a daughter, a sister, everything 100. You know, having a great talk with my mom, you know, just, and my sister and my brother and members in my family. You know, nothing negative to say. That's how trouble begets more trouble. No, let's just start fresh. Forget about what happened before. Forget about whatever happened in the past. Let's just start fresh. Hey, certain things that happened will never happen anymore. Am I correct? Because we're not going to allow it anymore. Am I correct? You understand? And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. I thank God for that. You know, I'm just so grateful to say that I am where I'm supposed to be. Exactly. Not 95%, not 98. I am 100% unto God regarding what he's saying to me, what he's expressing to me. And I thank him for it. And I'm so proud of things falling in place for you. You know, I thank God that much more happening because of our connection unto God, that he receive all the glory. But just be mindful of other connections from people that, you know, don't suit you. There are people who just, you know, don't consider you. There are people who just, you know, want to just criticize you. I don't want you to be a fake person and know that that's what they do and still want to hang out with them and still talk to them and comment off of them and, you know, through things like that and just thinking that you're being nice. But it's not about being nice. It's about being honest about your walk and being honest about who you are as a person. You don't have to entertain nobody's foolishness. You understand? Somebody don't want to be around you or be bothered with you. Then guess what? It's their loss. And guess what? Even though they're coming from a place of being lost, they're never going to be lost in the sense that they have not been found. You understand? Because God led that to you. Whatever God leads to us that seems to be uncomfortable, it's because we have to release a different answer in the atmosphere. And it's not to say, you know, push people away. But if there are people in your life, you know, a person in your life that just keep doing the same thing over and over and over, I'm not saying cut them off, but just don't allow them to have access to your emotions or have access to, you know, being close up close and personal towards you. You know, be careful who you let in your home. You understand? I'm excited for us, but mainly let me say I'm excited for you. I say, God, I want to pamper this man. I want to do things for him that never been done before. I want to serve him. I want to treat him beyond a king. I want to treat him as a Lord, because you said we are Lord of Lords. And Christ called us Lords. But never forget, he's the Lord of us Lords. And I want to treat you as a Lord that you are. You understand? Not for me, but for who you are and your true identity everywhere. And I thought you were going to be with me everywhere I go. You're not. There are going to be times I be home or I leave and you come. But it's not going to be often. It's not going to be often, but it will be. And God prepared me for that. I'm okay with that. You understand? I thank God for that. I thank God for that. God keep telling me to say to you, you know, Tiffany, Andre, Tamika, Tar, Mama, William, and the rest of them, you need to, you know, pull more from them during this time. Spend more time with them and your family, like your mother and them. You know, I'm sure you have a sister. I remember you saying something. I don't know if you have more than one. I don't know. It's not my place. I'm not to know right now. But whoever you have as siblings and those who you know that know you, your best friends from your hometown and those who are here, your homeboys, you know, just be around people that you know that know you right now. You understand? Because during this time, the enemy trying to put all kind of religious folks in your ear, you know, and they're not feeding your spirit for real. They're trying to feed you financially. They're trying to feed you, you understand, emotionally, and it's not the right type of food. And that's why you're making these loud outbursts that you are, you know, going through times that you didn't even have to go through. You understand? Because guess what? Two birds of a feather are going to flop together. No matter if it's good birds or no good birds, it's going to show forth. You understand? So be mindful who you pay your attention to. All the mentor programs, you know, I had to disconnect myself for one, you know, 2021 because, you know, to be honest, I was connecting because you were connected and I was being reached out to connect. But I realized in my spirit, it wasn't feeling good. And I was paying and I was paying, you know, to have mentors and, you know, entrepreneurship in my life. And I just couldn't feel right. It didn't feel right in my spirit. You know, what's going on? What is this? What is this? And God was saying to me, you know, I didn't have you there for you to learn. I had you there for you to teach. You know, they were learning off of you instead of you learning off of them. And trust me, they are aware of it because they have confessed it. Quenisha, you are all the way up here and the whole earth is all the way down here. And they're not saying I'm better. They would never say. It's saying that, you know, according to your purpose, your calling, your difference, you know, your uniqueness, the power, the presence of God that's on you, it's all the way up here. The way how you talk, the way how you demonstrate, it's all the way up here. It's like, for real, we need to come on your level, for real. You understand? And I had to disconnect and, you know, they were pretty much like, you know what? No, you're still under this connection. You're still under this leadership. No, I'm not. I'm not. Because I said I'm not. Because God said I'm not. No, you're still under this. No, I am not. You have sown unto this. Just consider it to be a seed sown into your life. I cannot no longer be under this. I have to disconnect. But I love you, but I have to disconnect. Okay. And an okay was like, I knew all along. I knew all along. I knew all along. You understand? And I just thank God for every encounter. I thank God for the things that I still kept from being there during those times I did come. And I just thank God for the time I came there. You were calling so much. And I wanted to say so bad, you know, he's calling for me. But I didn't want to say that. He was like, what, DJ? And I wanted to say so bad. He's calling because y'all done told him I was coming here. And I was saying to myself, did he set this up trying to help me? Because that's how you are. You want to help. Like, okay, Q going through it. She needs some healing. She needs to be around some awesome women. Let me connect her with this connection. If you did that, I'm going to put a foot in your tail. I'm going to put both feet in your tail. Because you don't know what the heck I've been doing over there. You understand? But no, it's nothing but, you know, love. I enjoy, you know, nothing negative to say about anybody. No way. But if you're responsible for that, you better shut your mouth and don't tell me. Because you could get it. But when you were calling, what said to me, you know, DJ, what? I said to myself, he's calling because he knows I'm here. You told him I'm here or he told you I'm on my way here. Something. But anyway, I just thank God for the gift of discernment so greatly like this. You know, I realized how much of, you know, of prophetic anointing that I really have as a prophet. And I thank God that I'm not, you know, skeptical to say that anymore. You know, because many of us misuse it, but it doesn't matter if I use it or not. It's still not going to change who I am. You understand? But I thank you so much for everything. I'm still stuck on that. You better not been in charge of that. You better not be the one who set that up. You better not. You know how much money you cost me? I'm trying to say. You know how much I've been through that. You know, I'm just joking. But no, seriously. You understand? Hold up. I know you sent Murray Kay to me. Now, I know you did that. And, you know, I sat there and listened to, you know, 2-3 hours worth of me just saying the same thing. You know, I appreciate the offer. I mean, I could order instead of being, you know, a worker representative because God said to me, I want you to do this and this only, Quenisha. And you, you know, you're trying to help. You want to help me? Then bring yourself over here. Help me like that then. You know what I'm saying? Then come over here. You know what I'm saying? Get something together. You know, do it again. You know, have another cookout or something. Y'all invite me. Come on, help me out. I'm so Jesus. I want to see you. I don't care. We at the park. You understand? Hook it up. You know how to hook stuff up. Hook it up. You understand? And God says that you you did go through the apology process. You did listen to the last episode. Awesome. Thank you. You know, I love you. I got to go right now. I got to leave. I got to go. I love you. I'll be back. I love you. I don't want to leave, but I got to go. I love you. I love you.